Barry Schoenberg when Tuesday night.
Good evening again. Just turn this off before I'm going to get in the middle. This Shaila is probably something that you've heard many times over here. I'm sure you can all answer the question. So if I'm saying it wrong, please let me know. Question was that Leil Shabbos, your daughter, you're serving the trunt, serving the chicken soup, was supposed to take the chicken soup off the gas to serve it, and instead of taking the chicken soup, she got mixed up and she took the trunt off. So now the trunt is lying on the surface, and you want to know, can she do chazara? Okay? No. No, she wasn't holding anymore. Just sitting there. No, any offers? Yes or no? Let me hear. Yes or no?
Chleukus.
Easiest answer. Okay. Huh? Anybody else?
You intended it to be...
5 minutes? 10 minutes?
No, a minute. 2 minutes.
You never intended to bring take it off.
Oh, okay.
Therefore, you can't break up on it.
Okay.
So,
she's got the clerk. Why not? She's old enough. Well, what's it? Because it's my pot. Okay. Let's see. Huh?
It's not
hers. Okay, let's see. So, first of all, let's just go through the Yesodos of Chazara, what Chazara is, and then we'll go through. I wrote down, if I remember, I had about 7 reasons that you will be able to put it back. Okay? So now.
How many reasons you can't put it?
I don't know. None. Okay. Well, find one for you, something. It has to be a machlokes. Okay. So,
and definitely one that you can't
put back. Yeah, no, we can, if you want.
I was in Israel, my brother-in-law didn't put it back.
He didn't put it back.
My sister took it by mistake, he didn't put it back.
It could
I think
be.
I think it was from Charles Morning, that's for sure.
Okay. But you could have had the trunk Friday night, it would have been better. Yeah. Yeah. So, first of all, Chazorah, right? Chazal Veda Issa. Oh, yeah. Oh, that could be. That could be. That's right. That could be. Yeah. If it wasn't fully cooked, that's it. If it wasn't fully cooked, then it was fully cooked. That's the machlekes of Moshe and Shmuel Zalman. Right. So we've got chazora. Right. Chazora means that Chazal said that even if I've got something which is grufa k'tuma on Shabbos, it's got blechon, I can't take something which is still hot, even if it's still hot. Take something from a surface or whatever which has been removed from the fire and put it back on. Why? Because mechzik mevashel, according to some Rashi and other Rishonim, because of a shayla of shami yechater. And like Shehiya, they're also very much more machmir with this than they were on other melachos which were done b'shogeg on Shabbos, because we're choshesh that you're going to come and do it lechatchila, it'd be mezalzel in the issa. So they're more machmir. Liquid, but anything. But why? What's the difference? But talking about even when there's no problem of bishul. When there's a problem of bishul, so that was it. If this chon would have had a problem that is uncooked, the bits of it uncooked, then you can't put it back because it'll be a problem. And if it's cooled down, whatever. But you can't. Right. The chon's fully cooked, and you only got a problem of chazar. So now my question is, right. So now they said that you can't put it back. The Gemara said that there's two conditions, boifen, that I can put it back. If it hasn't been fully removed, if it hasn't yet been removed, then I could still do chazora. Chazora is when it's a situation where it's been removed. So what the situation of called being removed? There's two tnoim, which are two, if we all know, oida biyadoi, and also the Gemara says that there should be das, that I have das in order to return. So, boifen, that I put it on the ground, the Gemara says, when I put it on the floor, karka, right, so it's left in my hand, then, even if I have das, there's nothing to do, trying to talk about it. If it's still oida biyadoi, and I have got das, then there's no shayla that I can zichi can return. The problems start when, let's say it's oida biyadoi and there's no das, so the Mishnah Berurah says that you can be mekel, or let's say it's been, there is das and it's even on the ground, then b'shasat chak, then he says that you should also be able to make it. Right? So in this case, we didn't have any das. We had das, but she didn't have das to put it back. No, let's put it back. The thing is that in this case it's on a shayish, what we call on the surface. The Gemara doesn't talk about surface. The Gemara actually has a sofik about something which was on a kisei mito, sapsul, on a bench, on a bed, which is not properly on the ground. So there, the question is, it's supposed to be like it's not removed properly because you don't leave the pot there regularly.
Yeah.
It's halfway house. It's more than it's like because. No, the Gemara says it's not properly put away. If putting it on the ground, well, even though you don't normally store pots on the ground, but if you put something on the ground, then that would normally be considered that it's off and at the end of the shahir, right? And then putting it back would be constitute a new ma'aser. We put it on something else, which halfway house is. The halfway house is not because it's because it's going to get there. It's going to go somewhere else after that. So therefore, it's not properly removed from the thing. Therefore, it would be mut. You may with a suffix, they want a suffix about it. But the question is, our surfaces is not karaka. But the same thing.
That's
why we need it. So that's a shaila. Is the surface considered something?
The floor.
No, we definitely don't make the floor, but maybe you would put it in the cupboard, you'd put it in the sink or the dishwasher. But the surface, you don't necessarily leave something on the surface. For convenience, you might leave it there tomorrow morning. But it's not the mokim of it. Right, so it's mokim. So the poskim are clearing about the, I think, Rav Shneur Zalman, Rav Eliashiv, Rav Nissim, I think they're mekel on the surface. Rav Shmuel Oibach says that it could be something, this is all brought in Orchis Shabbos, that it depends depends how near it is to the fire. If you're putting it like just next to the fire, then that shows that you're still in the middle of serving and it hasn't yet. If you've, let's say, pushed it to the back to be out of the way, then that might be more similar to the floor. So in our case, we've got, it's been taken off without das, it's lying on the shayish. So what can I do now? There is one more kula, one more mokum kula, which Chazal said, and that is that Chazal said, the Rishonim, the Ran says this whole din of Chazara is only when, remember the Ran? Huh? No, the famous Shita Saran. No, that if you took it off on Erev Shabbos, then you're putting it back on Shabbos. But if you took it off on Shabbos, then the Ran holds Chazal never made a gzera for that. The Ran, Shita Saran, is Chazal only made the Issa Chazorah when it was off from Erev Shabbos, and you're returning it when it's back on Shabbos. Oh, but if you return it, take it off on Shabbos, and that's how he learns the Gemara. He learns. So Kuntaran, in our case, I haven't got any issue. The Ramah brings it, but it says the minute is that we don't rely on this Ramah. But we could.
I actually took it off Erev Shabbos. Oh, the thing, or was it off before? Had I put it on yet?
Well, if you hadn't put it on yet, then there was a. Yeah, it was cut. It's boiling hot. I've taken it up.
When it's cut. I put on my gas, yeah. Put on my shayish, and then I put it on a hot plate. I didn't put it on a hot plate yet. Still not on a hot plate yet.
Right, so you haven't yet put it on in the first place.
No, so you're talking about the rice off my hot plate, or...
No, that would be the same thing, though, because from one to the... Hot plate could be done on
the... Haven't yet put it on a hot plate, yeah?
You haven't yet put it on a hot plate?
The ran on Shabbos to put it on the hot plate.
No, that would be a chazorah, like the ran. You've taken it off from one hot surface, you need to put it onto the other hot surface before, and now you put on Shabbos to put it... That would be a chazorah, according to the ran. And according to us, we would say even if you do that on Shabbos, it would be a problem. Now... Now, in this case, this is an agea to Alom de Shishayla in how to go about analyzing this case of the girl taking it off on my behalf. Now we have to go into Alom de Shishayla, Alom de Shishayla, Reb Kiva. Oh, so let's see. So let's just a bit of Lomdus. I'm sure you've all learned this before, so it shouldn't be so strange. Lomiklaren, what's the reason why Chazal said that if you have still got it, Da'atulati, or Idabiyode, or whatever, that it's allowed? As long as it hasn't gone on the ground. And when it's gone on the ground, you can have as much Da'at as you want. The Ma'aseh said that it's arrived at its destination, and then now it's for sure going to be a Chazorim. So what's the reason? I could understand it in one of two ways. It could either be that when I've taken it off the gas, then, and I put it somewhere else, I've done a ma'aser, which that ma'aser is detaching, yeah? It's finishing the shahir. That ma'aser showed me that this ma'aser is the end of the shahir. Now, if I'm going to do a ma'aser chazorah, then that's already a new ma'aser, and that's what Chazal asked. Or, the pshat is that it's so called Zman that I haven't yet put it down on the ground, so I haven't yet finished the Shahir, not because I've done an action which is opposing the Shahir, but I'm taking it off the gas, I've still got it on my hand, so it's still connected to its original Shahir. Once I put it down, then it lost its connection automatically, not because the action of putting it down came and went against the action, went against the Shahir, yeah?
It could understand it. Whether you're holding or not. If I was passing from Marshall, that's not
yeah, yeah, that's true. That's true. But Chazal only said it's Mexican Mashal when it's a new Chazorah. So what constitutes? This is an understanding. The Vaila, they'll tell you a Nafkimina. What will be a Nafkimina? If something fell off the gas by itself, something fell off the fire by itself. If the Pshat is that I would need a Maisa in order to end the Shahir, to disconnect it, it fell off. There's no Maisa, so it's lying on the floor. But no one did a Maisa to disconnect it. But if the Pshat is, then you can put it back on again. If the Havona is that it has to still be connected to its original Shahir. So once it's in my hand, it's, and once I put it down, then it's automatically disconnected. But if it fell off also, soft kol soft, today it's on the floor, now, right now it's on the floor, and it's not connected to original Shahir, so then I wouldn't be able to put it back. We see that this Chakira comes in a Havana of Rabbi Kivege. So Rabbi Kivege, he says a case that what happens when Reuven came and took Shimon's pot off the gas without asking, and he didn't have das. So what would you say? Huh? Do you recognize this question? Reuven came, took Shimon's pot off the gas, and put it down without any das lachzen.
It's not falling.
Huh? It's not falling. Somebody came and took it.
It's not mine. Yeah. It's not her business to do that.
He hasn't got your shoot. So Zogreb Kivege, if he would put it, if the pot would be, wait, Reb Kivege's got to say, if the pot would be on the floor, it's too bad. That's what Reb Kivege says. Once it's on the floor, and maladaben, right? Reb Kivege's case was that he's still holding it. But he doesn't have das. He's holding it, but he doesn't have das.
So
he hasn't yet put it down. He hasn't yet let go. But he's ready. His thing is taken off. Right. You're that, but he's got an opposing heat when he took it off. Who says? It's off, cuts off. He's done it. He's taken. He hasn't got the das. It's off. It's off the fire now. Yeah. So Kivege once brings a Tosfos. He brings a Tosfos in Yevamos, I think. And what he says, what would be a case of somebody? There's a case there in the Gemara that somebody caused a matzav of kilaim in my field. He hung something there, whatever, that would cause that there would be a kilaim in my field, right? So Shimon says, and Tosis fret, why is that different to somebody pouring a bit of milk into my meat pot or something like that, which and you don't say, there's a mitzvah of Issa here, what's it got to do with it? Yeah? Huh? Oh, so Tosfos says that there, because you could come along and say by kilayim you always have got the tzad, even if you plant it, if you have das to uproot it afterwards, then it won't be kilayim. So therefore, with Tzoli b'machshove, he can't. That's what Tosfos says. Oh, but he says do a rash in Maisvus, I think. Okay, that says that has a case of poro. If somebody works, makes avodah with a Torah Aduba or with Mechatos, and he does something which is also dependent on Das, the Gemara says that it's Asa, it's Potem Din Orem, Chayav Din Shemaim, it's not Nikil, Chayav Din Shemaim. Why do we not say over there in that case? Right? So the Rash says no, because the Rash Cholikon Tosfos, and he says by Kilayim, and by the Gezora, there's a special posik which says that it has to be yours, and therefore but normally we say that even if I have a problem, I have an issue with the thing, even if it's totally on das, I can affect somebody else's thing. So, Sazotub Kiveige, to be mazbir, the machlokes, he says, something which is, the machlokes between Tosis and the Rash is talking about a case where there's a tziruf of a maisa machshava. If it's kol kule machshava, then we say ein adam oyster dov she'ein shaloi, right? If something which is needs my machshava to do it, right? I can't put my machshava onto Yenna's items. Let's say making two buses. If I take something and I put muktzazach on your item, that won't become a buses because I don't have rishus to designate something of yours as a muktzazigadach. That's called kulei machshavim, right? But the moshul, if the thing that makes it osa is actually a maisa, for example, kilayim, what makes it osa? The thing that makes it osa is the fact that I'm planting it. It's not the machshava that makes it osa, but the machshava is totally can define what the maisa is. Sof kol sof, my machshava will tell me that when I want to plant this kilayim, I really want to uproot it in a few minutes, right? So if I wouldn't have that machshava, what would make it osa? The planting of the kilayim. It's not the machshava what makes it osa, it's the planting, the maisa plant. But my machshava can change my maisa. In such a case, that's where the machlekes with the Rash and Tosfos. Tosfos says, when my machshava can change the maisa, so then, ein adam oisa davar shein shelo, even in such a case. And the Rash says, no, since vi nisht vi, it's taloi on the maisa, so therefore, it's too bad. I don't take into account the machshava on that case. So now, what's the case of Bishl? Zogar Kivege. The case of Bishl is the case of Chazor is I'm taking off the pot. Yeah. Now this machshava taking it off. Now, so if it gets osa, it will get osa because I took it off. Now my machshava has to determine whether this is a proper taking off or not. So according to Tosfos, I would use any person's machshava. When a person takes it off, the machshava of the person who takes it off is determining whether this is a mice of taking off or not. Because that's exactly. So Zogar B'Kivayge, according to Tosfos, such a case we would still say the klal of Ein Adam Oiser Dover Shein Shleik. Because even if it's the mice which is taking it off, but it's the machshava determining whether this mice is going to be a good mice for consider taking off. Oh, according to the Rash, since it's the mice which took it off, then you cannot. It's the machshava makes no difference. We don't say ein adam oisa davar shein shleik. That's what Kivege. Kum tzigein, Rav Shach, and Rav Shach says, it's not true. You can't say such a thing. Because, not so true, it's wrong to say such a thing. Because here, it's. I need a positive machshava to put it back, to make it. It's not that I'm taking it off and the maisa is defining whether I'm taking it off or not. The machshava of putting it back is the thing which allows me to put it back. What allows me to put it back? The machshava that I want to put it back. If I don't have the positive machshava, I want to put it back, I can't put it back. So, Ibazoi, who cares that this girl didn't have machshava. Oh, the ma'aseh said there's no positive machshava. He can't say no. There's no positive machshava.
She didn't want to take it off.
She wanted to take it off. She did.
She wanted to take it off.
Oh. So that's what, okay. So that's it. That we can see it's those. We might have to go a minute over time. Anyone has to double marry. We can go. Okay. Sure. So this is machlekes na Rav Kivege and Rav Shach, right? Kivege says it should toil on this toisus. Rav Shach says it can't be toil on that toisus because you need to have a positive machshava. Lebaisa, the Metzias is that it should be dependent on this chakira that we said before, right? If the pshat is that it's the reason that I need a maisa of putting it down, a maisa of putting it on the ground is the thing which is detaching it. So once I've got the maisa of putting it on the ground, Then it's detached. If it's a zik, if the pshat is that I'm lacking a positive machshava to get it back, so the pshat Reb Kivege understands that taking off the gas, what you're doing is you're in a situation where. You don't yet have it's still connected to the gas, and as long as you keeping up this, you don't have the thing that I don't want to put it back, then it's still there. So in our situation, if you don't have the positive machshava, then it's too bad. Doesn't make a difference. But like the way Rabbi Kivege understands, she's holding it. And there's no das, she won't have the permission to come back.
You have that das.
Oh, so now, so let's go.
She actually put it down.
So now, once she's put it down, she's actually put it down. But now, before we start, I'm going to go through seven reasons why, or a few reasons why she, why would, yeah, the Kiveg will be the last one. Reb Shlomo Zalman, you told me the other day, Reb Shlomo Zalman says that a machshava betos is not called a machshava anyway. So before you get into any rate, right? So she had the machshava. She had a machshava betos, and nishlovos teredim. She doesn't have the permission. That's not called a machshava. It doesn't go into the nidin of Chazal, right? So you can put it back.
Okay.
Huh?
A machshava helps, but she thought it was the wrong.
She thought it was the wrong thing. Had she known that this was the chickens, the thing, she would have never put it back in first, right? So her might, no, because the maisa, it needs to have a machshava of not putting it back, and she, that machshava is not kibbeh. So now, it depends. If you're, Reb Kiveg and Emzon, that once it's on the ground, then there's nothing to help you, but in our case, it's not on the ground. Right? So we've got the shayish, so it's on the sofik of the shayish. Right? We've also got that what happens if she's doing it b'shlichus? Well, what happens if she's doing it b'shlichus somebody else? If somebody else is in the kitchen, and she says, let's say her mother's in the kitchen, and her mother says, take it off. Yeah, so she, the mother's like, take off the soup, and the mother, and she's the mother's imad al gabov, and therefore she's only acting on her mother's das. So even whatever das she has, that's her mother's das anyway. So Mela, I don't have the thing. Let me just read out what I've written over here. So, huh? Ishtaki gufay. Therefore, what it should be worse. But here, in this case, the mother doesn't want to take it off. The mother doesn't want to take it off. She's acting on behalf of the mother, and the mother says the mother's das is her das is bottled to her mother's das, right?
Even if her mother also thinks it's that.
Oh, if her mother thinks if her mother thought it was also that pot, then you're going back into the other tzadim. So let's see. If it's oida biyodoi, then you can zichah be make, right? If it's not oida biyodoi, I have Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that lemaisa this is not a das. A das betos is not called a das. This is not what Chazal was think. So therefore, I don't need to take into account that there wasn't das. Now, lo mezegin that there was das and everything, I've still got the tzad that it's the shayish, and the shayish is not considered bekarka, so it could be mekel that it's not yet put down. Even if I'm going to say that it was.
You're holding it down on the shayish.
No, you're not holding it. Put it down. But we said before that shayish is it. Even if it is, then I've still got the Reb Kiveg is raid over here. As if ain't the ma'isa davish ain't shaloi, is that considered a ma'isa? Putting it, do I need the ma'isa? Is it not ma'isa? Ain't the ma'isa davish ain't shaloi, and therefore she didn't have permission, or she can't ask them. I think achot like teisus, that was like teisus. You got the Ran shita that the Ran says that there's only chazora from Be'er Shabbos. So whatever happens, you can always be mitzaref the Ran shita into everything. So Amela, you don't have a problem chazora over here.
That's all only by mistake.
Huh? Yeah, by mistake.
Not
yeah.
Took out something else.
No, well, you knew what you were doing and you made a mistake. No, and think that's too bad. I'm saying.
That's an
impact. Yeah, unless Reb Shlomo Zalman, if the mother made a mistake and she took the child off by mistake, Reb Shlomo Zalman would say that that's not called a das. But if you knew and then afterwards you changed your mind, yeah. Then that's too bad. Huh? What do you mean? Yeah, I'm not sure. Pashtus, the daughter, the question is the husband and the wife. Simcha's question, Chaim's question, I don't know. I'm not sure. The husband and the wife, maybe, is the thing, right? Well, even with everything, if the mother was in the kitchen and she was Oymed El Gabov and Achish and she was acting on it, then you can be Mekel because the daughter doesn't have the thing. And then there's one more tzad that if we're talking about a platter, if it's going back onto a platter, then there's a more of a mokum to be mekel that a platter is not considered a proper gas anyways. Shlomo Zalman's making that mekel on chazorin platters in the first place. So hot plate, because you don't cook on it, whatever. So therefore, the whole Indian of chazorin. So if it's a hot plate, so then you've got even at nochas niflut in the hot plate. So the etzem, Put it back. Now, your brother-in-law's case, I don't know, maybe there was uncooked things, maybe he was machmir that the shayish is like karka, and according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, once it's on the ground and the shayish is like karka, then it's too bad, you can't do anything about it. So, machlekes could be machlekes. Oh, but there's enough study. He's machmir. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir by a shayish. Mishnah Berurah is machmir by mekisa mitu sasol. The Mishnah Berurah is machmir that is like karka. So in this case, where there's the konsofik, then maybe we could use the tzad of shayish in order as one of the stodim lahokil. But if he was
one
of his wife himself. Okay. So. Thank you much.
Can I have a lift now, Mr. Greenlander?
Want a turn?
Yeah. I'll come with you, yeah.
First,
I'll come in the car.